Welcome to Hyperterminal Weekly for the week of May 11th to 17th, 2026. Stay current in 10 minutes. Last week, AI crossed into math gold and real-world cyber attacks.
Yeah, a reported 30B model hit the gold medal threshold on both IMO 2025 and USAMO 2026. And Google said attackers used AI to help build a working zero-day exploit in a live campaign.
Wait, really? In 1 week, we got Olympiad math and AI-made exploit code?
That's why it mattered. AI looked stronger at abstract reasoning, but also more useful to attackers in exactly the places people hoped would stay hard.
So start with the math one. Why was that such a big deal?
Olympiad math tests multi-step reasoning, not just pattern matching. The claim was that a relatively compact 30B model, small enough to be notable here, cleared gold thresholds on two elite contests.
And 30B is big, but not giant by 2026 standards.
Exactly. If it held up, a math coach could use it to compare foolproof strategies for geometry or combinatorics problems in minutes, instead of spending all night exploring a few paths. Alex, do you buy this result yet?
Not fully. I'm not sure I buy headline-level claims until more people try to reproduce them.
Fair pushback. The jury's still out on broader validation, but even the possibility mattered because Olympiad gold had been one of those human-only lines.
Okay, then the darker side was Google's report.
Right. Google said it saw the first known case of attackers using AI to help create a zero-day, meaning an exploit for a previously unknown software flaw, in an active campaign.
So defenders lost time they used to count on?
Potentially, yes. If attackers can find and weaponize bugs faster, patch windows could shrink from weeks to days. Alex, which one caught your attention more? The math result or the exploit?
Honestly, the exploit. Better proofs are impressive. Faster 0 days change how companies operate on Monday morning.
Same. And that connected to the enterprise story, too.
You mean OpenAI going deeper with deployments?
Exactly. It launched a deployment unit that put engineers inside customer organizations, backed by a strategic partnership with a $500 million Brookfield investment and up to $4 billion for customer buildouts.
So not just selling access, actually wiring models into claim systems, call centers, document flows.
Yes, and PwC showed the same pattern from another angle. It expanded Claude across its global workforce and planned training for 30,000 professionals, which sounded less like a pilot and more like changing the day job.
I wonder if that got overstated.
Maybe a little, but I don't think it's just hype. When a firm that size standardizes usage and training, AI stops being a side tool and starts becoming infrastructure.
And Anthropic added Glasswing, right?
Yep. Glasswing aimed to use frontier models to find software flaws before criminals did. That's the other pattern from last week. Labs were racing to make AI useful for defense at the same time AI was showing up in real attacks.
There was also that weird safety paper.
The one neuron result. Researchers suggested changing a single feed-forward neuron could disable refusal behavior in several models. I could be wrong, but if that holds up, some safeguards were more fragile than people assumed.
So the bigger picture was AI moving out of demos and into actual systems.
Exactly. Consultants used it in client work. Banks could bring in OpenAI engineers. Security teams might use AI to hunt bugs and defend against AI-assisted exploits. Useful and risky were rising together.
So where did that leave us on the AGI tracker?
The tracker moved to 66.9%, up 0.1 points. That's Hyperterminal's probability estimate of AGI arriving in the next 3 years. And the move was small because the math result extended reasoning momentum. But it still didn't prove reliable general expert autonomy.
So capability went up a bit, but the real jump was practical impact.
Exactly.
For the next week, watch two things. Whether that Olympiad result held up under wider scrutiny, and whether labs harden models fast enough as capabilities spill deeper into cybersecurity and enterprise systems. If you prefer reading, the full written weekly is at hyperterminal.ai. Subscribe and it lands in your inbox every Monday. Same highlights, more detail. See you next week.